بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Allah, the Exalted, has made this world a place of trials and tribulations. This world contains calamities and disasters, as well as sorrow, grief, and distress. And in this world there is injustice and transgression and aggression. Every person lives in this world with fear and hope, fearing calamities and sorrows and hoping for comfort and tranquility. From the mercy of Allah, the Exalted, upon all, is that He, glorified be He, responds to the supplication of the distressed and troubled, even if they are sinners or disbelievers. For Allah, glorified be He, made this among the signs of His Lordship, and the Lord is the Lord of all, believers and disbelievers, the righteous and the wicked. So He responds to the supplications of the distressed, just as He provides sustenance. Allah Almighty said, "Is He not best who responds to the desperate one when he calls upon Him?" And there are supplications for times of distress that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam guided us to. If they are invoked by the distressed, it is befitting that Allah the Almighty relieves their distress. Among the supplications for relieving distress is what Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them, narrated, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say in times of distress, "There is no rightfully worshipped other than Allah, the Almighty, the Forbearing. There is none rightfully worshipped other than Allah, Lord of the Magnificent Throne. There is none rightfully worshipped other than Allah, Lord of the heavens and earth and Lord of the Noble Throne." And it is the most authentic hadith for supplications at times of distress. And the context of the hadith indicates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to consistently recite this remembrance in every distress. And it is a great remembrance that reminds of the greatness of Allah, the Exalted, His forbearance upon His servants, and an explanation of the manifestations of His greatness in the creation of the throne, the heavens, and the earth. And it also affirms the Lordship of Allah Almighty, His divinity, His names and attributes. And this is the perfection of Tawheed. Al-Nawawi, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, "It is a great hadith and one should pay attention to it and recite it much during times of distress and significant matters." At-Tabari said, "The predecessors used to supplicate with it and call it the supplication of distress." And some scholars are of the opinion that this remembrance should be prioritized, and then one should supplicate for the removal of their distress, for that is among the reasons for the acceptance of their supplication. And for the supplications at times of distress is what was narrated by Ali bin Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, "The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught me to say when I am in distress, 'There is none rightfully worshipped other than Allah, the Forbearing, the Generous. Glory be to Allah, Lord of the Magnificent Throne, and all praise is due to Allah, Lord of the Worlds.'" And it is a great hadith that contains the affirmation of the Lordship of Allah the Exalted, His divinity and His names and attributes, along with His glorification, exaltation, and praise. And from the supplications of relieving distress is what Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The supplication of the Nun, that is Prophet Yunus, when he supplicated while in the belly of the whale, 'There is none rightfully worshipped other than you. Glory to you. Indeed, I have been of the wrongdoers.' No Muslim man invokes with it anything ever, except that Allah responds to him. And Prophet Yunus, peace be upon him, was distressed by being swallowed by the whale and reaching its belly. So he was enveloped by darkness upon darkness, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the sea, and the darkness of the whale's belly. So he called out in darknesses, "There is no deity except you. Exalted are you. Indeed, I have been of the wrongdoers." So we responded to him and saved him from the distress, and thus do we save the believers. This supplication is not specific to Prophet Yunus, peace be upon him, but is for every distressed person, as evidenced by the conclusion of the verse, "And thus do we save the believers." And in this supplication is an acknowledgement of Allah's divinity, along with praising him, glory be to him, as well as one's acknowledgement of their own wrongdoing. From the supplications at times of distress is what was narrated by Abu Bakr. May Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The supplications of the distressed one are, O Allah, I hope for your mercy. Do not leave me to myself even for the blink of an eye. Rectify all my affairs. There is none worthy of worship but you." In the narration of At-Tayalisi, it was called the supplication of the distressed. And according to Ibn Abi Shayba, it was called the words of the distressed. It is among the supplications of the morning and evening, recommended by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his daughter Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, and he would not guide her except to what was best for her and his community. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, "What prevents you from listening to what I advise you to say when you reach the morning and when you reach the evening? O ever living, O all sustaining, by your mercy I seek help. Correct all my affairs and do not leave me to myself even for the blink of an eye." Its inclusion among the supplications of morning and evening indicates its importance, and that people are never free from matters that concern them or a distress that afflicts them. So they seek relief with Allah, blessed and exalted, to alleviate their distress, remove their worry, and dispel their grief. In this great supplication is seeking help from Allah, the Exalted, and appealing to Him through His name, the Ever-Living, the All-Sustaining, and by His attribute of mercy. This appeal is suitable for the state of the created, weak being, and beneficial for the worried, distressed one. For the All-Sustaining is the one who continuously administers His creation. In his hands are the keys to all matters, and nothing escapes His command and decree. Glorified be He, Allah Almighty said. And of His signs is that the heaven and earth stand by His command. In it, the supplicant disavows their own power, strength, and ability, and turns to Allah Almighty in their distress and in everything that concerns them, while acknowledging Allah's divinity alone with no partners, glory be to Him the Most High. It is crucial, while invoking supplications of relieving distress, to attach one's heart to Allah the Exalted and not to turn towards any other. One should feel the greatness of Allah the Almighty, His knowledge, glorified be He, of every distressed being and His ability to relieve distress. And they should contemplate the profound meanings of the supplications of relieving distress, what they include of the oneness of Allah, the Exalted, His most beautiful names and highest attributes, and to be certain of the response, and that Allah Almighty is the sole reliever of distress, the remover of sorrow, and the eliminator of grief. And from the supplications at times of distress is what was narrated by Asma bint Umais, may Allah be pleased with her, who said, "The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught me words to say at times of distress. Allah is my Lord. I do not associate anything as partner with Him." This contains an appeal to Allah the Exalted through Tawheed, and it is the briefest supplication for relieving distress, and it is easy to memorize even for those who have a weak memory. And even if one limits themselves to the supplication and repeats it with conviction, Allah the Exalted will relieve their distress. And from the supplications of relieving distress is what was narrated by Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, I frequently heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invoke with these supplications, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from worry and sadness, from incapacity and laziness, from miserliness and cowardice, from the burden of debts and from being overpowered by men. And in the narration of An-Nasa'i, this was mentioned among the supplications that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not neglect mentioning. And supplicating for relief from distress is apparent in this hadith, for in it is seeking refuge from worry and sadness, which are the precursors of distress, for when worry intensifies, it becomes distress. Also, in this supplication is seeking refuge from the burden of debt and being overpowered by men, which no doubt are among the most significant causes of distress. Therefore, this was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's most frequent supplications. So follow the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and frequently invoke these supplications, whether in distress or not, and be conscious of Allah Almighty and turn to Him and place your trust in Him. Know Allah Almighty in times of ease, and He will know you in times of hardship. Frequently supplicate Allah in times of prosperity, and He will respond to you in times of adversity. We ask Allah Almighty to relieve our distress and the distress of every Muslim, and to grant us patience and contentment, and to enable us to obey Him in times of ease and hardship. Indeed, Allah Almighty is the All-Hearing, the Responsive. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.